It's about 2 a.m. at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church. Hundreds of people have been in and out all night.
I mean, some people who never come to church, and they'll come tonight because they feel very moved by the songs. It's very special.
Shalina Flores is among those singing ancient songs. Her family is native to this area. While she doesn't usually attend this church, she says it was built by her people. This land is sacred. So tonight she joins other families from all walks of life to honor something deeply rooted in their culture.
A lot of different groups come and give their offerings through flowers and songs and dance.
They're honoring La Virgen de Guadalupe, or Tonantzin for Flores' group, which follows ancient Aztec traditions. The story is of the Virgin's appearance to the native peasant Juan Diego.
Yeah. This is always a message of peace and, you know, people coming together, and just, she's a mother.
That's Mother Earth for Flores' group, representing love, nurturing, and the birth of so many things. Shalina's father, Juan Flores, is a leader in the community. He says tonight is the end of their cycle of ceremonies for the year.
We are honoring our Mother Earth, although we should do it every day, but this is the special time of the year when all Mexicanos celebrate. Tonight there will be millions of people doing the ceremony.
While this group is more traditional, other native people have grown closer to Catholicism, and there's everything in between. That's a result of the Spanish coming and imposing their traditions. Native people were forced to change their worship, giving up drums, language, and clothing.
Our ancestors had to find a way to adapt, to maintain the same spirituality, spiritual identity, mixing it with Christian symbols.
Shalina says that was a difficult transition for her ancestors, but they were able to make sense of it.
I was like, oh, well, there's a lot of similarities here. You know, we know this, you know, we understand this symbol of, you know, Virgen of Guadalupe, and like, for us, it's Tonantzin, you know, we know those colors.
Juan Flores' journey to these practices was long. Decades ago, he and his wife wanted to connect to their roots. Through friends in the Chicano movement, they made many trips to Mexico to meet an elder and learn these ways. Flores' connection to the faith is clear.
Because that's the one that is more like me, mestizo, part European and part Azteca.
Shalina was born into these practices and says the process of learning along with other families was warm.
Like if we were singing the songs incorrectly and just humming along, that was still seen as a vibration that was being made in the right direction. Eventually you start to learn just from being around it.
Now she's teaching the third generation, at least in her contemporary family. Her oldest son is 15, very into it, plays the drums, but she worries interest in the community isn't as strong as when her parents were young. Juan Flores isn't worried about it.
Do you fear at all that any of these traditions will be lost to time eventually?
No.
Why?
Because they won't. Any true, real form of worship will transform, perhaps, but will not disappear.
For now, this ceremony is the start of the holidays for this family. The colors, the family, and of course the food, including tamales, another example of the native and Aztec ways infusing with the Spanish. Another fusion is happening in Shalina's own family. Her younger boy's father is Jewish, so they're learning those practices too.
It all comes down to love and family and traditions, and I mean, there hasn't been anything that has conflicted.
Virginia Elvino, Texas Public Radio News.